So congratulations, Rob. That's your first full win at the Horse of the Year show. How was it for you out there?
Yeah, it was great. A bit nerve-wracking, but all good.
I mean, you tore around that course. I mean, did you go into the arena just knowing that you had to give it everything?
Yeah, my dad said you have two in it, so I need to take a few risks anyway to get a high placing, so that's what I did.
And how many years do you think you've been competing here at Horse of the Year show?
I think about 6 years.
Now, interestingly enough, your father Peter won this competition 30 years ago today, and now you've done the same. That must be a big family trophy for you.
Yeah, it's good to see that I'm doing similar to what my dad used to do.
And do you hope to emulate him and your mum's career?
Yeah, of course, they were very successful when they were my age and older, so it's good to know that I'm around the right track.
And how do you balance the needs for training and practice on your horse with your schoolwork? Because obviously you're only 14 years old.
Yeah. I work at school, and as soon as I'm home from school, I get changed, ride, do all my jobs at the yard, and then I just come home and work. I miss a few days, and the teachers go and they like print off sheets for me to keep hold of and things like that, and they're very good for letting me out. So.
And you've obviously had to take a few days off to come here.
Yeah, I took one yesterday and one today. So.
And you'll be back at school tomorrow?
Yeah.
Taking your rosette and your sash?
Yeah.
Excellent. And do you hope to be back, you know, year after year after year and continually developing your sport?
Yeah, that's the aim, yeah.
Excellent. Well, look, many congratulations.
Yeah, thank you very much.